Talk about, yeah.
I think it's good. Good. Did I have a piece of paper?
Good for you.
It's got stuff written on it. Look, I'm recycling and reusing.
There you go.
I'm being responsible. No comment?
No comment.
Well, why not?
I don't know. Just what do you want me to? You want me to give you a fucking cookie?
Yes, I do. I want that cookie. I want it. I want it now.
There's cookie dough. There's cookie dough downstairs. God.
That just happened.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, and I guess we'll go ahead and say welcome everybody to the Daily Cup of Genre, the show on the Genreverse Podcast Network, where we get to talk about anything and everything in entertainment news, geek and pop culture, all that good stuff. Yeah, sponsored by Grow Generation. The pros go to grow. More on them a little bit later on the Genreverse Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcast from. If you're listening to us on Apple, Spotify, Google, all that, please follow the brand new Genreverse Podcast Network's YouTube channel. The Genreverse YouTube channel is how I shall try to just refer to it for shortening. And then, yeah, please subscribe there if you were a fan of the old LRM channel because of the interviews and stuff. Hey, those are still there, so stay subscribed there. You don't have to drop them. But if the interviews were kind of, you know, overwhelming on your notifications or whatever, and you're happy with just the podcast, hey, subscribe right here to this YouTube channel. Social media information down below, all that good stuff. I'm Kyle, and I'm joined by my co-host, Christine.
Hi.
I called you something other than wife. Do you like co-host better? What's up with that?
I don't know. Co-host is nice. I'm cool with it.
12% of a co-host? It's a Marvel joke, people.
Yeah.
This is definitely at least a 60-40 relationship.
It's so weird.
An argument can be made for 59-41. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
But, you know. Oh man, you know, the show has had to change several times from the original incarnation of Jammer and I chit-chatting about different things to on the old LR mornings to the deep geek where we're pre-recording crap, audio only, getting into faster, like in the morning shows. Like we literally would record at like 7 a.m., 6:30, 7 o'clock recording, and it was fun. But you know, Manny and I kind of held on to that, even though we delivered the shows a little bit later. A real deep dive. Philosophical conversations, and I miss those every now and then, but it's been fun to broaden and talk more about things and also kind of show yours and our relationship. Kyle grammaring over here. our relationship and kind of the way it's kind
weird.
Of been fun.
Yeah.
Odd.
Weird in a good way.
Yeah.
Showing how weird we are.
I agree. We've been married almost 15 years. We just thought about that yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
And 2022.
I've been stuck with you for a while.
Anniversary's coming up in a few months. My birthday later on this month. That's awful. I can't believe
How old are you going to be? 40?
37.
You sure?
Positive, because Brian's turning 38 this year. Ha ha.
Yeah, 1 year.
Well, it still counts. He's going to hit 40 before I do. Just saying.
Anyway.
Just saying.
Yeah.
So,
it's coming.
What?
It's coming.
It is. It feels so weird. You know what? Screw it. It feels weird talking about turning 40, because when you and I, we looked at our dads, while my dad was a complete fucking dweeb in school, like chess club pocket protector type dweeb, that's not what my dad is, right? You should go ahead and take that.
No.
We're gonna pause.
It's
no. Oh, that's an alarm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. So we don't have to pause. But that's not who my dad ended up being, or who I saw. Yeah, sure, he likes some geeky things. He is still a chess nerd, so to speak, but not that that's bad. And your dad, he was a mechanic and very...
He's a clown.
Top 40.
He's a jokester.
Right, but I'm saying like what you grew up seeing. He's a top 40 rock guy. He like computers and entertainment tech, but for entertainment, not all of the...
Yeah, he played some games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
not heavily into it.
But neither one of our fathers had like a fandom. They didn't tattoo Star Wars and Ghostbusters onto their bodies or Final Fantasy Moogle wings on their back like you got. They didn't have any fandoms like that. So when you looked at adults all around us, I don't feel like I'm turning 40 because my room still looks like this.
Yeah, I know.
And it's not a bad thing, but just 40-year-olds of our parents' generations, the boomers, when they were in their 40s for the most part,
they were really serious.
I know,
and,
right?
Yeah, responsible. And here we are, like, you know, you got boomers are probably like, oh, I should put money in my 401k. And we're like, fuck it. I'm going to get a new figure.
I need to buy this anime figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we balance it okay, our generation.
Oh, yeah.
At our age. Like, when we were first starting out, we were kind of reckless.
Young and reckless.
Yes.
I think more of what it is. Hi, puppy. Our doggy got hurt. She hurt her leg, probably slipped on the floor, but she's feeling better. Don't be going up and down the stairs, dummy. I think more than anything, it's mostly like, the acceptance of geekdom these days and that allows even older fans that are you know super into something like anime or whatnot, it gives them a chance to not hide it. You know they don't have to hide it. It's very very much part of geek culture. Is now pop culture in most. Anyways, guys, sorry for that mishap. I kind of started rambling on. The point being is that people can definitely be more into their stuff these days, and that's cool. But it still makes me feel younger than I am. That's basically what I was trying to get at. And sorry about the rambling. I have no idea how much of the rambling I decided to cut. But guys, we're going to go ahead and start chit-chatting about some news stories as soon as I transition over. If we were out of focus for a while, that's also part of why I ended up cutting some stuff between the rambling and that. I kind of got stuck. Anyways, it's fun getting old, right?
Yeah.
Especially with a brain injury. Anyways, Morbius has been delayed, ladies and gentlemen. This is an interesting development, and it's interesting in multiple ways. One, because you of course think about the COVID situation, the Omicron variants tearing through. You've got a lot of places not necessarily closing down completely, but you know, limiting things. People are sick, businesses can't run. You add that onto all the other issues, and you go, oh, okay, they want to make some room, let the Omicron wave go through, kind of like the Delta wave went through in the summer. But there is a... And it's been delayed to April, but by the way, if let me go scroll down a bit. April 1st is the new release date. There's one thing that I did think about, though.
Hmm.
3 months is enough time to set up like a 2 to 4 week shoot and do additional footage to maybe say connect No Way Home and Morbius more together. Spoiler alert for Spider-Man No Way Home in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. People have been talking online about, you know, there's the Spider-Man poster that you can see. It's got like raised webbing and things like that. People have been talking about their desire to see Sony's main Spider-Verse with Venom in it, to have Garfield as their Spider-Man. And so what if this delay was to film some sort of additional things with Garfield? I mean, you would think you wouldn't need this much for a cameo. So you would think that they'd be adding some set piece with it. But what do you think about it not being because of the disease, the illness, but because Sony wants to add to this based on No Way Home?
God, I don't like it either way. I'm not emotionally invested in Morbius. I'm not invested in Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man. So for me, I'm like, y'all just do whatever you want. I'm just whatever.
I'll be here if it's good.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not excited. I'm not curious. I'm just kind of like, is that really what? Okay, whatever.
I remember our Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man movies very, very, very vividly because I had to rewatch them for Marvel Multiverse Mayhem, which you guys can get on the Genreverse Podcast Network.
You made
YouTube
me
channel.
Watch them too.
I made you watch one of them. Yeah, yes, absolutely. I had to suffer through so much crap. You got to suffer too.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Then I'm gonna make you suffer with something. I'm gonna find something.
15 years. No, I'm joking.
I'll find something to make you miserable. It's.
But you know, it's. I don't remember. I don't even remember it being that beloved. Of course, there were fans. There was kids that were, you know, 8, 9 years old when it came out. That were like, oh yeah, this is great, and that's fine. But even I can grow up. I love the movie Little Monsters. Love it to death. It's not a very, very well made movie. Lots of plot holes. The filming's not the best. Some of the actors are doing great. Some of them not so great. Monster Squad is very similar. I can say that, and I don't necessarily want to see that type of thing come back in the same way. So how people stayed fans of Garfield's Spider-Man after, like, getting a taste of better movies, even better superhero movies. Like, why do you want them back?
I don't know. I think it's confusing, ridiculous to me. But okay. Yeah, it's like, you do you, I guess. But
very, very confusing to me. So, Morbius being delayed to April, it doesn't affect Marvel too much. But I will say I don't know if it'll be out by the time this episode hits the air, but the president the president of the U.S. is supposed to give some comments at some point today. I think Tuesday, day the 4th, on the spread of the current variant. But I mean, Sony still had like movie tickets, like theaters were still selling movie tickets last night. Nick Dahl from Breaking Geek and Marvel Multiverse, he was checking on that, and he's like, you know, how can you guys still be selling tickets for this? It's being delayed. And like, yeah, the idea of refunds or moving dates, you know, hey, you can keep your ticket, pick a new date. Like, I can see how that'll take a few days to get started, but yeah, you guys definitely should have like put a stop to sales ASAP. Like,
yeah,
I don't think the code for turning on and off sales of a movie is as difficult as the refunds and rescheduling
bit. Yeah.
If all of a sudden see any more announced movies being delayed, that would be a sign of exactly what it is, that it would be the virus, not necessarily adding stuff. But I don't know. They were working on WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier and others, like, up to, like, they said they were finishing effects for the final episode of WandaVision on the week of release. So they were still tinkering the week of release.
Yeah.
So that's why I jokingly said at first to bring back Spider-Man Garfield's probably. But I don't It's fine to say do what you guys want, but the fact is they've touched and they're going to touch again, like the idea of Sony and Marvel. I don't want Garfield running around in a goddamn suit. I don't want Maguire running around in the fucking suit. I want Holland and then a Miles.
Yeah.
You can do a new Spider-Gwen or Ghost Spider, whatever the fuck she's called, or any of the other variants, but guys, please, let us get something new from the bottom of my heart.
Stop clinging to the past.
Yes, stop clinging to the goddamn past so fucking much and let us get something new. We haven't gotten goddamn Miles Morales live action yet, and you guys are wanting to bring back another fucking Peter Parker. Like, I love Peter Parker Spider-Man. It's great. I really dug Miles for a while. Kind of stopped there in the whole Spider-Gwen, Ghost Spider dating thing in the comics a couple years ago, but I stopped almost all Cape books, so it's not just a statement on that particular arc. Just happened to be around the same time where I was like, yeah, I'm bored. but yeah, like... Fuck, man, and if you desire something from the past, let's do something that hasn't already been redone.
Yeah,
that'd be nice. Go back and let's take Little Monsters and fill in all the gaps. Let's not remake it. Let's not remake it for 8-year olds. Let's remake Little Monsters for 30-year olds. Sure, it hasn't been done yet. But honestly, let's look for some more original ideas and stop begging for everything, especially if it wasn't good. Even if you liked it, but you know it wasn't good. You can like trash. We like trash.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it's good and needs to be like remade with big budgets. I mean, my God, you guys realize... The whole reason Electro looks nothing like he did in his movie is because Sony was fucking stupid with that blue shit.
Yes.
And he didn't, no one fucking liked it. So I mean, come on, guys, you can, I'm not telling you not to like something, but I am begging you to let us get something fresh.
Yeah, put some effort in your work. Shit. Because sometimes it's like some of the choices that are made. It's like, why did you do that? Do you not like money? Because I mean, I like money.
Well, Amy Pascal did say that they had been giving them crap in the last couple of movies, last few movies. Can't remember the exact quote, but she was like going places where they shouldn't have.
Mm.
And it's like, yeah, no fucking shit. And that's kind of why. My mind went to them, oh, they're going to film additional shit because of the success of No Way Home. Because that's mm-hmm. a Sony-ism. That's my new thing. That's a Sony-ism. Like, going out of their way to explain that name in No Way Home. You know?
Yeah.
What? Why? Well, she was fine as she was. You didn't need that name. It didn't add. And it kind of takes you out of it because you're like, well, wait, we just spent all this time. Are you saying that's a variant now? Or like, it was, we love the character already, you know?
Yeah.
So anyways, it'd be nice just to get something new.
And sometimes we do get stuff that's new, but I wish that they would stop pushing for the old.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Or like we said, if it's something old. At least something that hasn't already been redone.
Mm.
And not just comics. Halloween, for example. This is the technically now it would be the fourth iteration because you disbanded everything after the original with the new trilogy. But you also have Rob Zombies and then all those original sequels. So it's like... I never want to say I don't want to see Freddy, Jason, or Michael touched ever again.
That would be nice. Yeah.
So it's not just Star Wars and Marvel and DC. I'm pretty I'm ready for something new, guys.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Anyways, I know one thing that we can go ahead and do is take a word from our sponsors over at Grow Generation.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. From propagation to harvest, they have everything you need for your special garden. Grow Generation serves customers across the nation and carries a wide inventory of renowned cultivation brands. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
Yeah, it's all right. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring the episode. We really appreciate it. One other thing I did want to kind of chat about, something that came out, some concept art. I actually saw this leak a while ago, but now we can actually talk about it. Let me bring it up on the screen for everyone else. Costumes for Jane and Thor in Thor Love and Thunder. These are allegedly the... some concept art for Jane's Mighty Thor. Comments, Christine?
She looks stupid.
Damn. Tell us how you really, really feel.
I don't like the mask helmet thing she's got going on.
That's comic accurate, at least.
I know, but it's still, like, it's not going to look good. Well, it may surprise me, I don't know, but I just don't see Natalie Portman in this. You know, I'm just kind of like the, and also it's like, this has got to hurt. This weird thing cutting into her chest.
What, right here?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Ladies have breasts.
Well, this is this seam, and I can't really like tell if it's a seam or not, but this seam, if I were an armorer, this would be an overlap with a flexible material in between that seam,
so
that
way you go down a little more.
Move,
yeah.
But I don't know.
Well, that's quite the push up.
here's Thor himself, the person actually named Thor Odinson, carrying Stormbreaker still. What are you thinking about this color scheme? It almost looks like an Eternals outfit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't like that one either. At least I got his pecs right. Just saying, like, you know, that's, you go with the shape of the human form instead of like, you know, let's do something weird. Like, no, that's just,
well,
odd.
So on the shape of the human form, do you remember the complaints of boob armor from the Mandalorian?
Yeah, I remember complaints of that. It's like, they exist. I'm so sorry they annoy you. It just, I don't get what people bitch about sometimes. It's like, that doesn't make sense. Like, they come in different shapes and sizes. Some are high, some are low.
And to create a flat thing that pushes against based on
it would,
as much of a one size fits all doesn't make as much sense. So creating a variation on the plates, not to mention the, and I'm talking real body armor and real yeah, life things that they actually do in the U.S. military and other armed forces around the world, as well as law enforcement. They've got body armor designed specifically for female, where there is, yeah, an additional space for breasts and like I said, the plates can have curves, and then the way that they're inserted into the vests, it they actually learned after years of us being in Iraq and Afghanistan, fuck man, that shit's not best for females.
Yeah, it hurts. Like, they even had on the show Sex Education, one of the trans characters trying to bind themselves, mm-hmm, and they were doing it wrong. And they reached out to someone else to get help because they were hurting themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, sores and everything, and it's just like, you know, it's
because it's not a natural thing for that to be happening to that body part.
Exactly. You know, you can hurt yourself binding in ways for a long time on different parts. I mean, if you're
old
gonna,
corsets and stuff were
exactly
bad and,
yeah but even then, like, a corset wasn't worn necessarily to be extremely tight the way that, you know, media
body armor and
yeah, so it wasn't supposed to, you know. That was one thing that irritated me on the show Bridgerton, was showing like little sores from where the corset was. It's like, that's not how they were worn. And why would you be binding something with the Regency era outfit where it's just flat down? Like, you don't need to do that because it doesn't, I don't know, this, like, the way some costumes are designed can be incredibly frustrating, and that was a little frustrating for me.
My guess is that they're probably using that. I haven't seen it, but they're probably using things like that to say, oh, it's, you know, them trying to look good for others that weight. It's probably meant to be like a statement on that, even though that, like you said, it might not necessarily have been the case. Of course, people have been using body shape wear for centuries, willingly, but both men and women, some for fads, some for not costumes and armor, all come into mind. And one thing stands true: if there's a body part there, your clothing or accessories have to fit it.
Yeah.
So
otherwise it's going to be really painful.
Yeah, but you know, look, it's comic accurate. I'll give them that. My biggest concerns are these two's chemistry, because the last time we saw them together,
it was
not good chemistry on screen.
Yeah.
And it's not as look, some you can have great actors working together that just don't work well together. That happens. She, so that's my concern. Thor's, like I said, it looks like a damn Eternals outfit. It's just kind of like upsetting because I really did not like that movie. Oh, well, I do hope that this is good though. Thor Love and Thunder. I mean, Taika Waititi's back. I did see some stuff for Tessa Thompson's Valkyrie not too long ago, and her outfit reminded me a lot of like King Thor's outfit, like Infinity War Thor outfit.
Can you pull that up? I want to see that.
Yeah, let me transition out first just in case I find it from somewhere. Let's see here. Tessa Thompson new let's see, Cosmic.
Do they have it?
Let's see, Collider. I think that's the actual website I saw it on, was Collider. No, don't close. yeah, I think it was Collider. All right, I'm gonna bring that back up. And where did they put it?
I guess
on Twitter, right there.
Oh, okay.
So, boom. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's black and are, you know, like a silver and black style.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I'm down with it. Cool.
I'm cool with it too.
Queen of Asgard.
Yes.
There you go. So yeah, the other story to go over is one that kind of deals with some potential spoilers, guys. So if you're looking for no spoilers on the Flash and some of the future stuff of the DCEU, turn away now. Thank you so much. Please follow and subscribe. Sorry about the rough start, but like I said, we had a rough morning yesterday, and you obviously saw we had a rough start. But hey, the show must go on.
Yes.
But for now, it's going to go on with potential DC spoilers. So yeah, let's talk about that now. Christine, what if I told you they were going to erase all of the Snyderverse? Would you believe it?
No.
Why wouldn't you believe it?
Because there's so many different with entertainment media, like the stuff that they have. Like, I'm trying to find the right words to say. Everyone wants to cling onto their shit. There we go. That's
right,
simple enough. So I don't think that they're going to let it go.
You have all the new characters. We're getting a new Supergirl. We're getting a Batgirl. You got a Flash or two, even potentially. You got an older Batman already. Do you see where I'm getting at? So what if they were to keep this Flash and the Wonder Woman, because people like them, And they got rid of, well, Affleck already pretty much, you know, all but exited. We know that there's some Batfleck in some stuff like The Flash, but going forward, he's even said he's not into making franchise films. That's Affleck himself. I'm not projecting anything. He said he did it. He wanted to do it. He did it. Now he's done. So here's the alleged leaks. Okay, now my time to shine. Fairly reliable source, the way I understand. Came out and on Twitter and stated, I don't usually tweet about DC's stuff, but I have. I think he meant have a friend who has seen The Flash, and the movie will erase every movie Snyder has done. Man of Steel, BVS, Justice League, never happened now. Erased from continuity. Affleck and Cavill are both gone. He continues, the movie ends with The Flash and Supergirl and Shazam forming a new Justice League. Supergirl, now the main soups of Earth. Keaton is Batman, but Batgirl will become the new Batman after him. Someone asks him if I always think of the play waiting for Godot, but yeah. For Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman is still involved going forward, and My Time to Shine says yes. And then David F. Sandberg, who is the director of the Shazam movies, says Shazam is joining the Justice League? ? 2022 is starting out with some great news, and he's got a Milhouse meme. Everything's coming up, Batson. Then we got, some have taken this as debunking yesterday's reports. And that wasn't our intent. The rumors are true. This coming from the Flash film news. The Flash will establish a new DCEU universe. However, this new continuity will preserve the world that Snyder built. It's in its own pocket universe from the way it sounds. And no power or force in any known megaverse would or could ever erase Zack Snyder's mighty works. And this is a message or tweet that they've got posted. You guys can find, calling it an oversimplification. You can take that quote, take it to the bank, to the press, to the schools, to the military, another pillar of capitalism I'm forgetting because of that thing. If you try to think of a group of things, you always forget one of them. It's not erasing, it's just ignoring and setting up your new Flashpoint, which is what we all knew was coming forward. I think everyone thought the multiverse idea might stick around more. But the idea, your new continuity, your new Justice League going forward is Batgirl, Supergirl, Flash, Shazam.
Interesting. At first I was like, oh, this is stupid. But now that I've taken a little time to digest, I'm actually okay with it because I'm tired of Superman and I don't want to say I'm tired of Batman, but it's like they're used so much. It's like there's, you know, let's do something else. I mean, there was that one panel that we went to, Superman panel, and it was like they weren't doing anything with the comic. They were doing other characters, like doing things with them, and it's just like, maybe that's a good thing, but it's still, you know, the Superman comic. That's kind of weird, but maybe leaves, you know, give some room for something fresh, and you know, instead of making the same thing over and over again, just slightly different and getting tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just how I am, where it's like, some people may like that, where it's like, oh, we're getting, you know, another reboot of Superman and Batman, and it's just like, oh, how many times do we have to do that before we do something else, and maybe just give it some breathing room?
Well, speaking of Batman, what about Pattinson's Batman?
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the idea of a multiverse thing, right?
Yeah.
was the idea that they could play into other things. But do you really want to have Batgirl in your as your main line and then a side piece, of Pattinson? Do you give him a trilogy to do, or even a duology, you know, two films while you're trying to build this other character? Do you think that's kind of like self competition? Because they are having that Batman like spinoff, Gotham series on TV. So if you're gonna have two huge continuity lines, it doesn't, and especially when you start thinking about who the audience is, what characters they like, which characters they don't like. I'm not a big Bat Family person, so I don't know all of the sales charts for things, but I do know Batman fucking sells.
Yes.
And not everything connected to him that's not in Detective Comics or Batman, I know that those don't always do as well. While they'll do well respective on their own, it's Batman, man. That's what I mean. Are you competing against yourself now?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Because to me, all of this seems weird. I thought that they would cling on.
I was like, wait, where are we going?
where
no podcast has gone before.
Yeah, saying it too fast. Where they would just cling on to Snyder's work so much, and just like they wouldn't ever let it go, they wouldn't ever move on, they wouldn't give it time to just get some space. Because that's one of the things about like doing reboots is like if you just give it some time off, enough time off, because I don't think that they've done that. Obviously, they're making another Batman movie, even though it looks really good. But yeah.
Of course I would like a Batman movie. I like the way you make it.
So it's like one of those where it's like sometimes it might be okay to just take a, you know, just hit the pause button on it and come back to it when it feels a little more fresh. Like, let's say, like, I know it sounds weird, just hear me out. Like, diets. Mm-hmm. The human diet. If you ate bananas every day and you'd only take like little bits of breaks and then you come right back to it, eventually you'd grow tired of it.
Right.
So it's like, you know, the same with our eyeballs, not just with our taste buds. I know that sounds weird.
That goes back to our earlier point. It's like, guys, stop reaching back to 1980, one. And number two, if you've already touched it, don't touch it again.
Yeah. Although with like some projects, of course, they're just going to keep poking at it. But, you know, maybe not.
Hey, horse, are you dead yet? Nope.
Yes. Yeah, you are absolutely right. So I don't know, this may be okay. Cause that's where my brain went at first. Cause that's just how I think, you know, where it's like, I don't want to just keep seeing the same shit over and over again, you know, even in trailers. Like I hear the trailer, you know, come up, oh, there's a new trailer for, you know, for Wonder Woman. And I'm just like, okay, doing this, you know. Y'all, I know y'all love your popular characters in you know, different types of entertainment, like with what we're talking about with comics, but it's just like you have other characters.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe mix it up a little.
Yeah, but like I said, I'm okay with the idea of other characters, like, yeah, you know, having Supergirl be the main soups. But the Bat situation, the idea of competing Bat properties where they're not even set in the same continuity, that's my only issue. When I first read this piece that Cam got up today, I think it was Cam. I didn't catch this part down at the very very bottom where the Flash Film News kind of elaborates a bit, talking about, yeah, you can't erase it, but this is the new continuity going forward. That just the amount of work and potential competition, knowing that there's also so the Batman, like the Batman, Pattinson Batman, going on, and it's getting a Gotham series, and so some of the things like, oh, Keaton will be the main Batman with Batgirl coming up. Some of that just, it doesn't necessarily seem like a smart business move to me.
Yeah.
That's what I meant by the self-competition, but we'll see what shakes loose out of it all. I hope the Flash is good. I didn't like Ezra Miller's Flash. I like Grant Gustin, whatever, the CW's Flash character. The first three seasons were fun, but you can only watch a guy run, say he's the fastest man alive, but not be for so many seasons. But I thought he did good. I enjoyed the character. I like the goofiness. I like Shazam. Zachary Levi's great. I think Adam F. Sandberg directing has done a great job. The young kid that plays Billy does a great job. It's a fun movie. I can't wait to see the next one. But man, it took a lot to even get something halfway decent, and they don't even talk about Aquaman in this. And
no one wants to talk about Aquaman.
he's rooted heavily in the Snyder DC, and you can just kind of ignore it. But again, you're playing a dangerous game here with this style of DC multiverse. It's what if you confuse too many people? Or do you just kind of do the whole thing where it's like, just cope with it? This is Aquaman. I don't care what you're thinking about past movies. I don't know you can do that. So that's why, when I was first reading through the tweets, I was like, man, like, I could see what they're wanting to do, but there's all these other projects coming out, and how does that deal with you know? So we'll see. Yeah. Anything else you wanted to talk about before I close out? As I Kyle asks as he stalls for time to write.
No, I'm good.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and transition over one more time for you guys, so you can see all the great stuff going on at LRMonline.com. Hey, the High Evolutionary's been cast. I cannot pronounce that name. I'm sorry, Chukwudi Iwuji. I'm sorry if I fucked it up horribly, but. Yeah, been cast as the High Evolutionary for Guardians 3 potentially. That's a rumor. We should already know by now whether or not, because Gunn jumps on false rumors real fast. So if he's silent, that would probably mean it's true. But LRMonline.com, genreverse.com, both go here right now. But the Genreverse does have its own podcast channel up on YouTube. Go there for all the great shows. The Dragon Reviews final episode I threw up there yesterday. Daily Cup of Genre, Anime Versal Reviews. Everything's gonna go up there, including the return of No Mercy later on this week. Hopefully, Christine, myself, will be joined by Manny to discuss Cobra Kai season 4, the first three episodes, which were a lot of fun.
Yes, they were.
And then Breaking Geek, Marvel Multiverse, all the great shows you guys already know from the Genreverse Podcast Network on your favorite podcast app. Please do follow, leave a review. Why not? And then do all that good stuff. And social media information down below at that Kyle Malone and
at that adorable doom. Yeah, that don't work. At adorable doom.
There you go. All right, guys. Bye.